RNZ Pacific. At the Marie, I'm Maratuile Epitela with a bulletin of news. Nauru's president has used his speech at the UN General Assembly to advocate for deep sea mining. Nauru recently invoked a rule at the International Seabed Authority to allow seabed mining to commence within 2 years in its waters. While environmentalists have criticised the move, Lionel Ngumea told the Assembly the fledgling sector is a vital component in the fight against climate change.
Accessing these polymetallic nodule resources is critical to building the clean energy transitions we need and towards a circular economy. These polymetallic nodules are needed to transform big and small countries' energy systems and support our fight against the climate crisis.
Lango Angumea said Nauru would work with ISA members to develop environmental regulations to ensure seabed mining is conducted safely and responsibly. Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama has said his country has banned deep-sea mining in its waters. It's a step further than the Fiji government's previous call for a moratorium on seabed mining activities. There's great interest among advocates of the fledgling sector in the polymetallic nodules found on parts of the deepest seabed in the Pacific. While several Pacific countries have granted exploration licences, Mr. Bainimarama outlined Fiji's position at the New Deal for Nature conference in New York.
Humanity is not above nature. We are a part of it. And the arrogance of thinking otherwise is costing us dearly. Fiji is committed to the 100% sustainable management of the ocean, with 30% declared as marine protected areas. We have banned deep seabed mining in Fijian waters.
Mr. Bainimarama is due to speak at the UN General Assembly this weekend. In Fiji, 93 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in the community. This takes the total number of cases to about 13,000. The government also confirmed one death in the last 24 hours. A 73-year-old Suva woman died at her home on September the 22nd. The death toll now stands at 584, with 582 of them from the latest outbreak that began in April this year. Fiji's Health Minister, Dr. Ifuremi Wangana Mbete, says over 400 COVID patients have died, but their deaths were caused by pre-existing medical conditions and not COVID-19.
This is discussed between the physicians, the doctors, the specialists from the certain areas, including bringing out the medical records. So they then sit down with a medical history that's at present, they discuss the history, and then they make the decision whether the person died from COVID or died with COVID.
There are 111 severe COVID-19 patients in hospital, 12 in critical condition. Cook Islands businesses are finding New Zealand's second round of lockdown much harder. Tourism makes up at least 65% of the island's GDP, and some businesses aren't sure they can make it till November, if the travel bubble even opens by then. President of the Tourism Council and hotel owner Liana Scott says the Cook Islands government hasn't provided as much financial support to businesses compared to last year.
The restaurants are eerily quiet. It's actually really tough, and I don't know why, but it seems tougher this time than last time. Pretty diabolical, and it's quite a scary, unknown future here in the Cooks for businesses.
She says there's a sense of urgency in getting tourists back to Rarotonga. Vaccinations are underway at three pop-up events for the Pacifica community in Auckland. The drive-through sites are all in Mangere, the Kuki Airani or Cook Island Clinic at Atu Hall, and a Vaccinate New Year event on Robinson Road are open until 4:30. The Samoan vaccinations event in Mangere Town Centre is open until 6:00. To Ruki Healthcare GP, Dr. Monica Lever encourages people to get vaccinated, like how they have done in the Pacific.
The vaccination rates in these three islands are very high, almost 100% of their eligible population. And so we need to come together as a community to increase our vaccination rates to better protect ourselves, our family.
Anyone can get a vaccine at the events without an appointment. The New Zealand government spy agency says it's aware of international reports that some Chinese-made cell phones are censoring content. Lithuania's defence ministry has recommended consumers avoid Xiaomi phones due to a feature it says censors terms to do with Taiwan, Tibet or democracy. Xiaomi, the world's fourth largest phone maker, denies this. The government's Communications Security Bureau says it is aware of the international commentary. It says it does not specify what equipment state agencies can use, but does require them to run risk assessments. The US president has again strongly criticized the millions of Americans who refuse to get COVID-19 vaccinations. The vaccination rollout has stalled in recent months, with about 70 million people unvaccinated, many of whom are simply refusing to get a jab. Joe Biden has accused the holdouts of harming the economy and undermining the fight against COVID.
The vast majority of Americans are doing the right thing. Three quarters of the eligible have gotten at least one shot, but one quarter has not gotten any. And in a country as large as ours, that's 25% minority can cause an awful lot of damage, and they are causing a lot of damage.
More than 600,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. The head of Australia's COVID-19 vaccination rollout has reassured state governments that they will receive all the Pfizer doses they were promised for October. Victoria and the ACT had flagged concerns about Pfizer supplies for next month, indicating earlier this week they had not yet received certainty on next month's delivery schedule. But the head of the federal government's vaccine task force, Lieutenant General John Fruin, says the company had confirmed what was coming.
We are receiving the 9 million doses that we expect in October. That's the assurance that we've had. There'll be 9 million doses of Pfizer in each month for the rest of the year. We will get 2 million doses of Moderna this month, and then we're expecting 3 million doses of Moderna recurring for the rest of the year as well.
The company had delayed providing supply information because of global distribution issues. The UN's High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, has identified more than 350,000 people who were killed in Syria's civil war, which began 10 years ago. She cautioned that the figure was not definitive and that it was crucial to document all casualties. The BBC's Bethany Bell reports.
Michelle Bachelet said the latest figure included only those people who could be identified with their full names with an established date of death in an identified location. The greatest number of documented killings took place in the governorate of Aleppo. High death tolls were also recorded in rural Damascus and Homs. Ms. Bachelet stressed that this was certainly an undercount of the actual number of conflict-related killings in Syria, and that more work was needed to establish the actual death toll.
In sport, the new head coach of the Fijian Ndrua McBurn says that their inaugural season in the 2022 Super Rugby Pacific is about making sure players can express what they're naturally gifted in. The former All Blacks and Wallabies skills coach was appointed to the role on a two-year term yesterday. Burn says the style of rugby Fijians play is key to how they perform in 2022.
One of the key things for me too is ensure that the sort of style and our expectations are going to be based on our squad.
The Fijian Ndrua will be based in Australia for its inaugural season in Super Rugby and are scheduled to arrive mid-October. Further coaching appointments will be announced in coming weeks. the New Zealand Warriors have teamed up with Vodafone to encourage New Zealanders to get vaccinated, especially their Māori and Pacifica fan base. Warriors General Manager for Commercial, Glenn Critchley, says a high proportion of fans fit within the targeted demographic needing to be vaccinated.
For us, you know, we do have a high proportion of fans that fit within the sort of Māori Pacifica demographic, if you will. So it was a case of if we can help in that and get those messages through and I guess make people comfortable and give them another reason to go and get a vaccine, then that's only a good thing for us.
For the last two seasons, COVID-19 has trapped the Warriors in Australia, and Glenn Critchley says the more people vaccinated, the sooner the boys can be playing in Aotearoa, New Zealand again. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.